Alan West is back with us, and he has weighed in on the new Black Panther Party. And The Hill is quoting you, Mr. West, as saying, for an administration that promised a new era in race relations, Obama and the Democrats in Congress have demonstrated that race will continually be exploited for political gain. Now, you first also went on to say you'd demand an investigation of the new Black Panther Party and the placement of it, along with any extremist group, onto the terrorist watch list if warranted. How are you, sir? Welcome back.
I'm doing very well, Sean, and thanks for having me on, and greetings to your listening audience.
And by the way, for those that don't know, Alan is a congressional candidate outside of, what, Orlando, right?
No, we're down south, outside Fort Lauderdale, up along the Gold Coast, Palm Beach and Broward counties.
Whoops. Sorry, wrong district.
No, that's okay. It's a big state.
I just forgot. Anyway, well, welcome back to the program. And, all right, well, tell us what you think about this.
Well, I think it's absolutely appalling. The fact that, you know, we have a open and shut case where you have the voter intimidation that's caught on tape, the statements that were made, and then all of a sudden the Department of Justice, which is no doubt getting this order from the Obama administration, drops this case, and now we see all the follow-on comments that are made by this gentleman that was caught on the tape. We have the leader of the new Black Panther Party with some very incendiary rhetoric, and we need to have this group investigated, because we cannot afford to have this type of racist, extremist talk being promulgated in our country, because it's absolutely divisive.
Why would you put them on a terror watch list?
Because I think that they create a sense of terror. I think that any time you have a person that is standing out in public and screaming out on a PA system about the fact that you need to kill crackers and you need to kill white babies. Look, Sean, let's be very honest here. If you flip the coin and it's the other side saying things of that nature, this country is in an uproar. And I don't understand why it is not in an uproar right now. I don't understand why we don't have more leaders in Washington, D.C., or maybe we have an absence of leaders. That's why we're not hearing anybody stand up and talk about what's going on with this new Black Panther Party.
Well, we've got the whistleblower, Christian Adams, is going to join us at the top of the hour here. You know, one thing that I looked for earlier today and couldn't find, have you had an opportunity to hear from any Democrat, prominent Democrat that you can think of, that has been asked if they support the Black Panther Party, if they support the Department of Justice on this? Because we're having a hard time getting answers to our calls on this.
Well, absolutely, and you're not going to hear them say anything about it. And I take you back to when Harry Reid made those very racist comments about the president being light-skinned and not using Negro dialect. And you had all the people of the Congressional Black Caucus, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, everyone coming out and giving him a pass. Because, you know, if you like the president, if you voted for him, you support his policies, you can say whatever you want. So what is interesting to me is that once again we see the Democrat Party, who has historically been the party of voter intimidation, being at the Ku Klux Klan, Jim Crow laws, poll taxes, literacy tests. You would have thought that since the voting rights legislation that was passed, you would never think that, you know, once again, the Democrat Party would be supporting voter intimidation. But here we see they absolutely are.
Yeah, it's pretty outrageous. Anyway, listen, Alan, we wish you the best in your campaign, and it was great to see you when I was down in Florida, and we're going to continue to follow your race and watch it very closely. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Sean. Have a great day.